This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishneh Yomi. Today is a big day. We are starting a new Masechta, Kelim, the longest Masechta in Shas, in Mishnayos, 30 Prakim. We'll be doing it for like some 4 months. And but on top of that, we're starting a new Seder. We're starting Taras. This is very, very exciting. But before that, we got to pay our dues. And we need the Chazar, last Mishnah in Kinam. And I know everybody is very excited. Everyone listening on the recording is probably in about press fast forward now. But here we go, because we don't skip anything. Stark. Okay, half the mission is easy. Half is, well, you know. A woman says, so let's go, I'm going to bring a Nikain Adava to Kinim Oilois when I have a boy. She gives birth to a boy. She should bring two canes. One for her Nadava and one for her Chayva. Okay. She gives them to the Kayin, and the Kayin should have done, well, two Oilas on top, the other one's Oilas Chatas, so three Oilas on top and one Chatas down below. That would have been great. The Kayin did not do that, this Kayin. Unfortunately, like many Kohanim in this Masechta, is a little bit shaker. He did two on top and two below. So he says, well, we need to go now get another one on top. Good for one of those oilers was part of Zachatas, and that's great. That's assuming everything was all Tyrin or all Bnei Yoina, and everything is smooth. If, on the other hand, she brought Tyrin and Bnei Yoina, and one group was Tar, one group was Bnei Yoina, yeah, and she forgot which one was which. So she got herself a little mixed up. And the Kohen got mixed up, brought two below and two on top. So what does she have to bring now? She needs to bring three more birds. Why three? She needs three Predim. Because, well, what's the worst case scenario? Worst case scenario, the Kohen got them mixed up. So she was not Yetze. She was not Yoytze. One second, where did this go? I lost track of her. Tavish Taim. What did I just read? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, I read the wrong thing. Shnei Minim Tavish Taim. Right. She brings one Tar, one Ben Yoyna. She should bring two. She now has to bring two more birds from one Tar and one Ben Yoina, and she brings it to the Kohen as an Oila. Fine. Because what are you worried about? You're saying, let's review this for a second. She doesn't know. She says, I was Yoytze one, but I don't know which one. One was Oila Chatos, that's for the Chayva, and one was the which one was? So I'll bring another one just to cover my bases. Okay. Pirsha Nidra. Okay, so I skipped the Mishnah. It was my fault. I skipped a line. Fine. Perishna, this one she said specifically, I'm going to bring one from one and one from the other. So now, Tzrichalavi Shleisha Pradim. She said, I'm going to bring Tayyar Mabinayah, and I forgot which one. She brings two pairs, and the Kayin brings two Lamala, two Lamata. She now has to bring three more birds to be Yaitse. If this was Min Echad, if it was from one Min. Okay. So, in other words, originally she should have brought three pairs. Because one pair for a chayva, and then two pairs for a nadava, because she forgot it was supposed to be turned to Bnei Yoina. Fine. Maisa, she messed up and only brought two pairs. The first pair is for a chayva. The second one is a suffik. Did it help for a nadara? And she has to bring one more bird. So therefore we tell her, bring one more oila of the one that was the type that was brought, just in case you need one more, and then another kan of the other min. Fine, it's three birds total. Mishnei minim, if the first two were of two different minim, and she doesn't know which one he brought first, etc., tavi arba predim, she bring two tayrim and two bnei yoina. She doesn't know which brought which one.
was the oil that was brought for an eder. She doesn't know if she's supposed to bring one more tar, and then two bnei yoina out the suffix. Maybe that's what she was benadev, or she bring one ben yoina and two tar and machmas a suffix. Therefore, the best eitz would be two of each. Kava nidra. She said she was going to bring her nidava dafka with the chayva. And she brings two pairs to the kayin. And doesn't know if she was yetzer or not. Well, she's not yetzer because one was bar zechatas. So now she has to bring. And also she said. She had also said pirsha, that she had going to bring tar or bnei yoina. I forgot which one she said. So she has to bring two tar and two bnei yoina, like we said before, plus another fifth one, chamesh, because that's going to be the chayv, even though she already brought her chayv. Explain. She's bringing a kan of tayir, a kan of bnei yoina, and another oif of the one that she brought as her chayiv for this din of kava that she said she's going to bring it together with the chayiv, even though she already brought one neder with her chayiv, but that doesn't count. Fine. Because she had, when in her neder, she said her neder, she said she was going to bring three chayivs together, two oilis of her neder together with one of her chayiva. So altogether, she has to bring five oil. Shnei minim, she has to bring six. Another min chayva. She doesn't know which one was brought as a chayva. So she has to bring another tarn ben yoina. One of them will be the chayva, the min of the chayva. And then two tarn ben yoina because she doesn't know which one she was menadev. So six oilis. So now she gave it to the kayin. She doesn't know what she gave. I'm going to take this woman. She doesn't even know what she gave. Whether I'll turn all bnei yoina, or maybe I give some of this and some of that. I don't even know. And the kayin, he doesn't even know what he did. He doesn't know what he brought up top or bottom, all below. On top was a turn, was a bnei yoina. Maybe it was cows, maybe it was donkeys. They don't know anything. So now they got to bring, this is unbelievable, four praydim for her neder. Okay, because two yanchim rechatas, stein v'rechayva, yeah. And on top of that, achatas, because maybe you're yaitzi, because we know he brought one down below. Did we know that? No. Maybe he did. Maybe all of them are brought lamata, and none of the nedarim are done. Okay. So she has to bring four. That we got. She has to bring a kan v'rechayva. It could be all the oivis are brought lamala. She never was brought yotzi chatas. They're all brought lamata. She never yotzi an oila. So just bring one oila and one chatas. No. There's another chshash. Maybe one of the oivis was brought as a chatas. And she was yotzi chatas. And therefore, the oila has to be the same min. And she therefore has to bring oilas from both. And you bring a chatas just in case. You're not yotzi chatas. And as he says, shtei chatayis. Benazi says that you go whichever one is first. So maybe your oila was from this or oila was from that, and if you got to bring chatas from each, because the oila has to, chatas always to follow the oila, the same min. So they just bring two chatas. This is what Rabbi Shua says. When it's alive, it's one voice. When it's mace, it's seven voices. What do I mean, seven voices? The two horns. You like this part of the Mishnah. Make two trumpets, right? The two thigh bones make two flutes. The hides make a drum, the stomachs make a harp, a lyre. The bnei me'ov, the small intestines, make harps, okay? Some say that you use the wool to make tcheles, which has the bells, the pamoni of the Kohen Gadol. And the last part of the Mishnah, a little different. I got it though, we will leave Mitzvah Hashem for our siyum, talking about the difference between elderly Am Aratzim and elderly bnei Torah. That, Rabbi Yisai, is our recap of Kinim. Now, and we love it just the same. We love every chilek of Torah, even if some of it is a bit difficult for us. Taras, the right way would be Taras is to sit and have a nice hour-long discussion going through an overview of everything there is to know about Taras as a Hakdama, but of course we're not going to do that. We're just going to jump right in because we don't have time for that. And we will learn these things as we go along, like we did in every Seder, and somehow it works out. We now have a digest. The first practice is a digest. So digests, on the one hand, are very, very useful and very important because you get them straight and helps you so much for the future. Other than it's a lot of information thrown at you at once. So it could take just a lot. And if you're familiar with it, great. If you're not, it's a lot to digest. Sorry, I didn't mean to the pun. Avos HaTumah, the fathers of Tumah. What's a father of Tumah? Father of Tumah, generally they're the sources of the Tumah. Not always, though. You could have like a Tumah mace. Someone who came in contact with the mace is an Avos HaTumah. He's not the source. It's not always a source. Not every source is an Avos HaTumah. A Baal Keri is not. We'll talk about that. An Avos HaTumah is the strongest level of Tumah, generally. Okay? Generally. And it's metame. Anything that comes into contact with it, we'll have to see what contact means. We'll have to see what things are susceptible to Tumah. And it's metame to make them into a Rishon. It has the ability to metame even Adam, humans, and Kalim, utensils. Whereas Rishons and Shenis can only metame Oichlim and Mashk, food and drink. Okay. Fine. So what's very important we need to know is the source of the Tumah, the method of transmission, and who is the receiver of the Tumah. And those rules are very, there's a lot of details. What can I say? There's just a lot of details that we have to learn. You could have Avos HaTumahs like a dead person, a dead animal, a dead bug, Anida. You could have transmission through touching, through carrying, through moving, through being in the same room. And the Tumah could be received by a person, only a Jewish person, by the way. Only a Jewish person, that's a lot. It could be received by food, drink, kalim, utensils, plates, cheres, metal, wood, etc. So many different things that have to be discussed in Dinei Tumah V'Tahara, and it's much more complex than you think. Anything from Rishon and on is usually called as Vladus HaTumah. Like an Av, and the Vlad is the father and the child. Okay. There's also a mace. A mace is referred to as Avi Avos HaTumah, the father of fathers of Tumah. Talk about that. That's like the top. And yeah, because it can make further Avs. Usually Avs can only make Rishons. And a mace can make another Av. So it's like Avi Avos. Ooh, father of the fathers. All right. Let's go through number one. Let's go. Sheretz. The eight shrutzim in the Torah. They're dead. They got to be dead. Mm-hmm. They're an Avos HaTumah. They're metame adam v'kelim. Mm-hmm. Shear of adasha, the size of a lentil. Mm-hmm. Okay. Shechva zera, semen, from a male Jewish man. Well, obviously a male. That's a little redundant. Is metame adam v'kelim. Mm-hmm. Okay. Has to come out from a 9-year-old or older that Roy is able to engage in this act, in intercourse. A goyis is not metame, even Rabbanan. A woman that comes out of her body after intercourse, we would have to discuss what the halachas are about that, but that also is a din tumah. Okay? Good. Yeah, a Baal Keri, the man himself who admitted the semen, we have to talk about that also. That's an important thing to talk about. Shechva zera, semen's only if it's wet. You know the shear? Okay, we'll talk about the shear. Tomei mace, someone who comes into contact with the mace. This one you got to know this, Rabbi Zai. So you would think the mace itself, the corpse, is the av. So if someone comes into contact with the mace is a rishon. The one who comes into contact with the mace is an av as well. The mace is the avi avos. And the one who comes in contact with the mace is a av. If a person goes to a funeral, goes to a cemetery, very likely, depending on the situation, we've learned a lot about the topic, he could very well become an Avos HaTumah. Mm-hmm. Going to a hospital, you become an Avos HaTumah. We might all be Avos HaTumah. It's actually quite likely that we are. Because we became in contact with the mace, and no one was ever in Matairos with the May Techatos, the Paraduma waters, etc. Okay. Only a Yid becomes a Tamei mace. You hear that? A Goy not. 1-year-old child does become tummy if he's Jewish. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Weiter. Mm-hmm. There is a concept when a certain kli could touch a mace, the kli can become an avi avos. Mm. The concept of cherev hareyu kechalal. The sword is like the corpse. Mm. It's a discussion whether it applies to all utensils or only to metal. Mm-hmm. That's a discussion. I'm sure it'll come up again. Hamitzayra b'mei sofroi. The mitzayra, the leper, got saras. After he gets healed, he brings two birds. They shecht one, they dip in the, send the other one away, gets sprayed. And then he has his mei sfira, 7 days of counting. And the 8th day, he's going to bring more karbanas. During his counting days, he is less tomei than what he was before, which I'm sure we'll discuss what the difference is later. But he's still an avatoma. In other words, these we're going to be coming up in the next Mishnah, and the further Mishnah is ones that are more severe than this. So this, in his counting days, he's at this level. But if you, the days earlier, it's even more strict. Mei chatos, chatos water, that refers to the water that has the paraduma ash. That you pour, sprinkle on the dead man. There's a very fascinating concept that this water, which is there to mitire a person, actually is mitame. Mei chatos, They're an avatoma. They are mitame, one who touches them. However, only if they're touching them, not for the purposes of sprinkling. If you're touching them for the purposes of sprinkling, then you are fine. We have to learn all the rules about that. Okay. They have a certain shear of that they have to be, the waters that learned about Mesechtas Parah. And Mishnah teaches us, the Gabetoma, even though they don't have that shear, they're Metame. But if they do have the shear, they actually have a more severe Toma, which will be explained in the coming Mishnah. So let's read that again. Mechal she'ebem k'dei azoi are an avatoma. Yes. But if they have k'dei azoi, they have the minimum amount of water, then they're more severe, and you're going to have to wait till Mishnah Beis. We learn about how, in what way are they more severe. Hare elu, all these things we mentioned in Mishnah, matame odom v'kelim. Matame odom v'kelim. Man and kelim. Bimaga, with touching. Okay, I don't think I need to explain what touching means. Direct. Now, if a sheretz would touch a man who's wearing clothing, it touches his clothing. The beged becomes tameh. The man is tar. Because the beged becomes a rishon, and a man cannot be mekabel tameh from a rishon. Okay? Good. Talk about, let's say it touches a person in their mouth. That wouldn't be metameh. It's maga beis hastorim. Other thing they said. Kli cheres, an earthenware kli ba'avir, if something goes into its airspace, even if it does not touch, whether it touches or not is irrelevant. The point is it went into the airspace. Fascinating halacha. Ve'no mitamim b'masom. They're not mitamim b'masom. All these things. If you lift them without touching, we'll talk about that very soon, they are do not have, they only have tumas maga, not Tumas Masa. What is Tumas Masa? It's the Tumah that you're contracting Tumah by lifting something. We'll talk more about that soon. Now, how many Avos HaTumah are there? They say there are, I think they said, it's 20-something Avos HaTumah. It doesn't seem like there are that many, but there really are. I don't know. They said over here a number. I don't remember where it was. The Rambam says you shall know this parak like you know Kriya Shema. You hear that, my friends? That's unbelievable, no?
Yeah, it is.
Should we get working? Beis. Lamala mehem. Above these. More strict. Nevela. Corpse. Corpse of what? Animals. Whether kosher animals, non-kosher animals, lions, bears, tigers, cows, deers. Whether it was killed, whether it tied on its own. The only exceptions would be kosher animals that were shechted. One kazayas of the nevela is metame. We have to talk later on about the hides, about the bones, about the horns, etc. Also, we have to talk about aver min achai, a limb that was detached from a live animal, also is metame. Yeah, not mentioned here, but it's in the family of nevela. If there is kedei hazah of the chatas water, we just spoke about that. I'm not going to go that again. What that is, then it has an extra chumra. All these things. Sheheim metaminis adam b'maso. All these things are metame man by lifting, even if it does not touch. For example, someone puts it on his shoulders. It's not directly touching him. There's clothing in between. He lifts it by a rope. He's lifting it. Now, This is important. Whether you're lifting the tumah or whether your friend puts it on you and you are supporting the tumah, you get tumas masa. You're contracting the tumah through the method of masa, which only applies to certain circumstances, like certain types of tumas, like we're learning over here. Now, let's understand something. There's also a concept of hesed, by moving the tumah. Pulling, pushing, seesawing. I'm on the one side and I push it up on the other. That's also included in masa. Let's say someone puts something on you and you don't actually move it at all. You're still as a log. There's a discussion about that. Would you get tumas masa or not? Or does every masa also require some sort of movement? Now, this is learned from the pasuk by Nevela. Kol anegea ben avlasam yitmadar. If one touches, chol anoyisem ben avlasam, when he carries the Nevela, yechabes begodav etomeyada arev. Where do you learn out by mechatos? It says in the pasuk, "Umaze mei nido yechabes begodav." When he sprinkles the mei nido, shall wash his clothing. One second. Doesn't make sense. When he sprinkles, it's gonna be tummy? No. It means one who carries the chatas water, not for hazah purposes, has tumas masa, only if it has a shear. Tumas masa applies strictly to human beings, not for kalim, not for food or drink. Therefore, for example, if a person would be holding a bunch of kalim, one on top of the other, a bunch of metal plates, okay, and there's a gzayis of nevela on top, the man is tumay through tumas masa. The top kli is tumay because it's tumas maga. Touching the nevela. The bottom kli is tumah is touching the person. All the middle ones are tahar. They are not metame tumas masa. They bring the footnote. Someone disagree. Letame begodim b'maga. His begodim are also tame. Even though generally speaking, when you touch a nevela, the nevela is the av. You become a rishon, and you're a rishon. You're not metame your kalim. Not metame your begodim. However, at the second, at the moment that you're carrying the tumah, at that moment, you convey tumah to your begadim. Not begadim that you put on later, but anything you're wearing at that moment. This is unfortunate in the psukim, that say anyone who carries the tumah has to retire himself and his clothing. Even Caleb, he was merely touching when he was masa the tumah. Anything that is carrying or touching, is wearing, it will become a rishon. Only the second that you're not carrying it any longer, then not. Then you become regular rishon, and you go to mitam ochlin and mashkin. Fascinating. Chasuche begodim ba mago. Ba mago. This halacha that we just said. That when you're carrying the masa, the nevela, or the mechatas, you're tying your clothing, is only if you're carrying the clothing or moving the clothing. No, I'm sorry. Only if you're carrying or moving the nevela. But you're just touching the nevela, you become tameh. Your begodim that you're wearing or touching do not. You become a rishon, and you can't be tameh el demekalim. How do you read that? The chashuche begodim, the begodim are deprived from mimtame if you're only maga, you're not carrying. The chashuche begodim, the begodim are deprived of becoming tuma if maga, if you're just touching the nevela and not carrying it. Now, they say it's impossible by mechatos that you would touch it without carrying. It's impossible. Because, what do you mean, why is it impossible? They say it's impossible. Any way you're touching it, you're going to cause it to move. Well, if I'm touching... How are you touching it but not carrying it? Tell me. You put your finger in it, it's going to move it. And moving is the same thing as masa. Yes, so therefore you have to say, well, the Mishnah says over here, the begotten are not tamei de maga, but mechatos, that means they don't have a din maga, they would only have a din of hesed, but they would become tamei. That is a fascinating concept. Everybody have a wonderful day.
Look, we finished in less than a half hour. Look at that.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.